Part 7, Chapter 8. Johnny was very edgy as he walked Windsplitter around the mine site as casually as he could. What he was doing was dangerous, but one could not have told it from the easy way he sat his horse. It was a semi-annual firing day, and the personnel at the mine site were hurried, snappish, and preoccupied. Johnny had a picto-recorder hidden in a tree that overlooked the site, and he had a remote control hidden in his pouch. He had gotten a long play disc into the recorder, but that would not permit it to run for hours untended. He had to get all the data he could. Robert the Fox would not have approved, for this was a scout, pure and simple, and if Turl spotted the picto-recorder or detected the remote, there could be repercussions. Johnny had delayed reporting to Turl, taking advantage of the week or so order. He had heard by accident of this semi-annual firing from Kerr, the Chatterer. Kerr had come over at Johnny's request to inspect the personnel carrier motor. Johnny needed the data. If it was faulty, that was one thing, but if it was only underpowered for the job at the load, that was another. So Kerr had come to the base, growling a bit about it. He was an operations officer, not a mechanic. But Turl had sent him. The midget cyclo's temper was sweetened, however, by Johnny's handing him a small gold ring a scout had found on the finger of a corpse, long gone to dust.
Why give me this?
Said Kerr, suspiciously.
Souvenir,
said Johnny.
Not very valuable.
It was valuable. It was a month's pay. Kerr dented it slightly with a fang. Pure gold.
You want something, don't you?
Kerr decided.
No, I've got two, so I gave you one. We've been shaftmates quite a while now.
This was a cyclo mining term for a pal who pulled one out of a cave-in or a fight.
We have, haven't we?
Besides, I might want somebody killed.
Johnny added. This sent Kerr off into a gale of laughter. He appreciated a good joke. He put the ring in his pocket and got busy on the motor.